Exactly.
Well, and what was Jared? Everybody knows who Jared is, right? Yeah. I ate a bunch of sandwiches at Subway, and I lost 800 pounds. He lost 296 pounds eating Subway sandwiches. Baloney. Look at the fine print on his commercials. But, he was also walking to Subway and home almost every trip, and he was exercising, and he was eating good in his other meals.
Yeah.
That's how he did it. Of course, Subway's going to tell you, you eat Subway sandwiches, you're going to lose 296 pounds like Jared did.
Well, it's like you never see big people on these workout videos or whatever. You always see these very fit, very like washboard abs of these women and men. They look the most fit in their lives, and they're trying to make you the illusion that these people have done this to get to that way.
Yeah,
they were like that. They were hired like that. They was like, that's probably in the print, in the application. You have to have a washboard six-pack stomach, and you can only eat lettuce. You know,
that's right.
Just like modeling, you know.
Just eat lettuce. Lettuce and oranges. That's what I used to eat when I wrestled in high school.
Yeah.
Lettuce and orange was a normal lunch for me. A half an orange and a half a bowl of lettuce because I shared it with my friend Scott Killian. If anybody out there knows Scott Killian, he's a either sheriff's deputy or police officer in Gwinnett County. Please get him in touch with me. I've been looking for him. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
But we used to share a bowl of lettuce and split an orange every week if we were wrestling that week. Was terrible. I hated those days, and I miss them all at the same time.
So we got another guest here.
And we do.
She looks like she's very bored out of her mind and just sitting there with her hand near her face just going, oh, gosh, I always wish this would end. Can't believe this. So we're going to get her on here. I'm going to give her my mic for right now.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to share a mic. But you got to hold it close up to your face like this.
So what is your name? What's your whole name?
Maria Faith Franco.
Maria Faith Franco. And how old are you?
8.
And are you in high school?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not that old yet.
Oh, wait. You just told me you were 8. That's right. You're one of our ninjas in training, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And what level ninja are you?
I'm a level 3.
A level 3 ninja. For all you non-ninjas out there, that means she's halfway to level 5. Yep. And level 5 is a pretty serious ninja. You know, the Ninja King was telling everybody he was level 99, but we know he's a level 5. He's just a very advanced level 5.
I think he's level 1. I think he sat there and maxed out his stats.
That's what he was definitely
doing. He probably
did
circles and like in the Final Fantasy where the circles and hitting, you know, getting the stuff and leveling up. I just don't have time for that stuff. I used to do that crap, but I don't have time for that crap anymore. I just go straight through the game.
That's the way to do it. So, Maria, did you get a chance to take a shot at the Ninja King? Did you try to attack him?
Yes.
How did that turn out?
Well, let's just say he has good aim.
He does have good. That's right. You know what? You just missed him, and then he got you around the. All right. She was hiding behind a thing, and he got her. He's got good aim with those magical power balls.
He just doesn't
have
good eyesight.
That's right. So, are you enjoying Ninja Camp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is your favorite ninja at the Ninja Camp?
Mr. Popham.
That's right. And since they're related, if she had not said Mr. Popham, I think there might have been a beating. So what's been your favorite part about Ninja Camp?
I like that I get to meet new friends and do new games.
Oh, cool. Has everybody been really nice?
Mm-hmm.
It really has had some really nice people, haven't we, guys?
Yeah. Enjoying. They're very responsible for their age.
They really are.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like a lot of the, you know, we do have a good group of kids. We're very fortunate because I remember there's been some times that there's always, you know, you've had 3 or 4 that were just, wow, you know.
Knuckleheads.
Y'all, if anybody ever works with kids, y'all know exactly who we're talking
about. We're talking today that there's only like 5 classes of kids. Mm-hmm. And without getting into too much detail, you've got your super great kids that you know you can rely on. They're going to do everything you ask them to do, whether they're scared or not. And they're the ones you wish every kid was like. And then on the far end of that spectrum, you've got your knuckleheads. And they're the ones that are going to be a little spazzy. They're going to be running around crazy. You're going to tell them to, you know, get in the line, and they're going to be kicking the person in the other in the line, and it's always try. And you always have some of those. But even our knuckleheads are very mild knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still listen. They're still coachable.
Yeah,
that's very important because kids are going to be kids, and I'm still a kid at heart, and I'm going to be a kid from time to time. I'm not going to put nothing bad on my Facebook, but I'm still going to be a kid.
Yeah. So Maria, do you have a Facebook?
My friend encouraged me to have one, but I said no.
I think that's very smart. If you ever get old enough to have one, let us tell you what you don't want to put on your Facebook. Don't talk about your boyfriend, because if you have a boyfriend, we are all going to beat him up. Okay? And that's just, you know, for your parents and your grandparents. We'll beat them up for them. Number 2, don't do anything bad and then take a picture of it. And since you're never going to do anything bad, you won't have to worry about that. Yep. And number three, okay, this is very important. Always say when you talk about Bebop and Cletus, which is your master ninjas, always say how great they are. Never talk about how bad they are. Always say how great they are. And number four, do not ever take a picture of your Twinkies and say, ha, 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 Ninja King, this is where I hide my Twinkies, and put that on your Facebook, because that's what I did. And where are my Twinkies, Maria?
In his stomach.
The Ninja King ate my Twinkies. That's right. So
I'm telling you, the Ninja King, he scouts Facebook. He does. Facebook. He watches for people to leave, and he goes and takes their Twinkies. He watches for people to put something bad up there. Then he, you know, he takes their Twinkies and then tells the wrong person about it, because people talk. Everybody's got a best friend. I love the, it's a secret.
Yeah.
It's a secret. But let me tell you something. Don't tell anybody, but blah, 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 blah. And then the next person, well, I wasn't going to say nothing to nobody, but
I'll just tell you, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Don't you tell nobody. And next thing, it's back on. It happens. When I, you know, when I got rid of the shop and retired from Pets Gone Wild, now I still own Pets Gone Wild. It's an education center. Apple City Pets took Pets Gone Wild's place at the center and opened up their store. And it's an awesome store. Awesome guys. But when I did that, before I even made the decision, I mean, I literally had talked to four or five close friends and said, hey guys, this is what I'm thinking about doing. My health is bad. You know, I need to start taking care of myself. What do y'all think? People were coming in and asking me. I talked to four or five what I considered close friends, and I had people going, we heard you're closing the store. We heard you're selling the store. We heard this or that. I had somebody yelling at me over the weekend trying to hurt my feelings by saying that making up a way that I had lost my shop, which was not true. Anyway, how would they even have that information? It is amazing how fast it goes. And it's all because of Facebook. I really do put it on Facebook. And it's so, you know what's so bad about it, guys? This is what's bad about it, Bebop. And you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, Bebop. I have on three or four occasions said, you know what, guys? I'm done with Facebook. I'm getting rid of it. I'm closing my Facebook. I would have done it the first time, but I couldn't figure out how to just close it out so it was gone. So I couldn't know how to do it. I've said it three or four other times, and you know why I won't do it? Because I want to see the drama in other people's lives. It's such a drug. You know it's bad. You know when you argue with somebody on that thing, it's bad. But you still, you have to check it. You know, you have to check it. Like, what is Steve-O doing today, man? You know, yesterday he was acting stupid and got in an argument with somebody. I wonder what happened from him. You know, I got to see what they're talking about now. And it's such a drug, and they use that. You know, you see anything interesting up there today, Bebop? Have you seen some things? Bebop is perusing the Facebook right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah. You can go on there 24/7, especially. I've got like 900 friends. I can find something.
Yeah.
Look at this one that's bashing the town she lives in. I'm sitting here thinking, and it started like this. I think it said, I love the town I live in, but negative, 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 negative.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? And it tells, and understand, it said something about they don't understand why the friends that are family and friend don't live here or do understand or something. I don't know. It was weird. I mean, there's people on here that pretty much, you know, it's like life commentary. I mean, you can get on here and you can find different stuff. There's one that talked about, when he sits in the restroom, and you know when we do a number two and it splashes back up, and I mean, you know, but it was a lot more vulgar, and I'm sitting here thinking that? It was.
Oh yeah, no, you'd be surprised at who puts that stuff.
That's how
I've started weeding out my friends. If you put something dramatic on my friend's place, that in my mind you get one warning. I'm not even telling you, but if it's all drama, especially, like, let me tell you something. I dumped a bunch of people off my Facebook that are in love one day and in hate the next day and in love. I just got rid of those people because I can't stand it. Good. I hope everybody in the world finds their true love and is happy about that. Okay? I do. But I don't want to hear about it on Facebook every 10 days. If you have to go on Facebook every day and talk about how wonderful your life is with that person and how happy you are not that happy. You are pushing it to try to make everybody think you are, and I'm a firm believer in that. If you talk about how wonderful that person is and how great they are, and it's an everyday, like that's all you ever talk about, there's issues going on in that relationship. I guarantee you guys, because that's people making up for, it's like people who pick on people that wear glasses. because they know they need glasses and they want to make you feel better. And we, you know, we all wear glasses in here, which is why I chose glasses. But you know those guys. Oh, you got glasses. You got. You know why they're making fun of you got glasses? Because they're fat pie eaters. I'm going to take away from the fact that I'm a fat pie eater by making fun of your glasses. And I'm not really making fun of fat people because I am a fat pie eater.
You're not that big, Clint.
I'm big. I'm pretty fat. I need to lose about 40 pounds. You know, but you know, that's what it is. When somebody's going on and on and on and on about something, they're trying to detract or take away from some issue they have so that people – that's why people are bullies. Bullies pick on other people so that people aren't looking at their downfalls. I mean, you take every bully you've ever known. You know, when you're in elementary school, the bullies are usually the fat kids. Okay, in middle school, the fat kids are the one getting picked on by the tall kids. In high school, the jocks are picking on everybody. I mean, it changes with every little age segment. And when you're adults, you know what gets me, you when you're adults, is you get the guy who was picked on in school because he wasn't athletic, and now he's the boss of some place, and he's crappy to his employees because that's his way of getting back at him. I've had that situation. You know, it's always somebody, but it's always them trying to distract you from seeing what their downfall is and what it is.
Yeah, I know. When I was a little bit chubbier back in the days, I used to hate getting on the bus because the high schoolers there, they were all pretty mean.
Yeah.
They were all mean to the little kids. And I was chubbier back then.
It sucks.
They always picked on me. Like when I was getting off the bus, I've had a person trip me before. I've had people, you know, call me ugly and all that. And
did they ever call you fat pie eater?
No, but they have called me a fat pig.
And you think it's, oh, it's just, we're just joshing, we're just joking around. It hurts.
Yeah, it does.
It bothers you sometimes. We know. I mean, everybody from the coolest guy in the world to the nerdiest guy in the world, everybody gets picked on at some point in some way. Everybody does. And people, we did a thing on bullying. We had these people, oh, no, I never got picked on. Bull-loney, I don't buy it. Again, they're covering up the fact that they don't want to say they got picked on because they make makes them seem weak. It didn't make me weak. It made me stronger. I got picked on a lot. I went to 7 different high schools. I got picked on every time I changed high school. Somebody was picking on me. I had long hair. I always getting picked on. It's just no big deal. Well, we are coming to the end of the show, guys. Remember, Facebook is not an imaginary place. It's not like a Rainbow Land where you can say it and then you come out of Rainbow Land and you're in the real world.
I wish it was.
I know. But if you say it on Facebook and it is rude and ugly and somebody kicks your butt for it or calls you out on it, don't act surprised, guys.
Yeah,
it's the real world.
There's always a bigger fish in the pond, and you don't know who you're messing with. I know people that have fake Facebooks.
I know several that have fake. And they use that Facebook for information gathering to see what people are saying about them. Yep. That's a whole other show in itself, but they do it. I know people have 2 or 3 and they got fake pictures up and fake names, and that's what they're looking. They're fishing to see what people say about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's used for everything, and I think it, you know, if I was a district attorney or a cop, that's all I would do. I wouldn't do no work. I'd just sit on Facebook and find out everything I could and do, you know, because that's all, you know, here's exhibit A, picture number 1, exhibit B, quote number 2, exhibit C,
a friend request, you know, friend with a comment, so and so.
I mean, if Facebook is one of those things that if you're responsible enough, it's a great tool, because I use it for advertising.
Yeah, me too.
It is a great tool, but most people, 90% of the baloney, it's just like the internet, you know, there's a lot of baloney out there, and you got to sift through all the baloney to really get to the good stuff sometimes. And
that's it.
It's just one of those things.
So remember, if it ain't right, don't write. And this is Living in the Sham with
Jacob,
Philip,
Maria,
Bepop,
and Cletus.
And we want to thank you for living in the sham. And if you want to question and comment, just give us a shout out. Whatever you want to do, just get us up on Facebook. Look, Living in the Sham, just like it sounds, Living in the Sham. On Facebook, livinginthesham@yahoo.com. And we'll have a Twitter eventually. We're trying to get people to get on our Facebook first, but we'll have a Twitter. And we do release episodes 1 to 2 times a week. We are rather busy right now during the summer, so we might not get the episodes out on the regular Tuesday and Friday schedule, but look for them at least one during the week. And hopefully we'll be back on normal schedule when everything starts popping down.
That's right. And if you're an interesting person, you have an interesting story, or you have an interesting life, hit us up. We're always looking for crazy people to put on the air.
And you don't have to love us. You can hate us. We actually want some people that hate us on here. We want to get into the debate. We want somebody. I want the body wrap people on here. I seriously, those people out there that love this body wrap stuff that's going around, that's trying to sell their little pamphlet, their portfolio, I want those people on here because I want to debate them. I want them to sit there and convince me, because I'll buy one if you can convince me that it works.
I think, you know what we ought to do? We got to figure out how get one of them to donate one, and I'll do it, and let's see if I lose weight.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm going to eat McDonald's, and I'm going to drink sweet teas, but I'm going to body wrap and see if that helps my diabetes and
help
me lose weight.
Exactly, exactly.
That's the challenge we're putting out there. If you're one of these body wrap people, that's the challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, thanks for living in the sham, guys.
All right.
We'll be right back.